Philadelphia's international bike race is down, but apparently not out. WHYY's Tom McDonald explains.
Mayor Jim Kenney's office announced the race had been canceled for 2017 for lack of finding a $1 million sponsor for the cycling event. Councilman Curtis Jones says that ensures taxpayers won't be on the hook for the cost of the race.
They're more conservative with an eye towards how do we get these dollars, how do we procure them, because they do not want to, at the end of the day, like in two different occasions, wind up holding the financial bag.
Canceling the event doesn't sit well with Philadelphia Congressman Bob Brady, who says the bike race brings international attention to Philadelphia.
It's great for the neighborhoods. It's great for the for Manayunk and that area. And they come back in the center city again. It's great. It's just great for the city. It puts us back on the world stage again.
Brady says he wants to resurrect the event for this year, not 2018. Race director Robin Morton says it's not so easy to bring back an event that's been canceled.
They're international teams. They need to schedule their racing programs. They can't have a weekend without racing.
Jane Lipton, executive director of the Manayunk Development Corporation, says security costs have skyrocketed since the Boston Marathon bombing. While the race brings people into the neighborhood, especially to watch riders scale the hill known as the Manayunk Wall, she says security was just too expensive. Councilman Jones says he's not giving up, and if the race remains dead, he wants other events for the neighborhoods that have benefited from it.
If we cannot salvage that bike race to provide other festivals and block parties and things that might be able to generate some of the revenue.
Jones adds he doesn't think the city should necessarily be the entity that runs the event. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.